الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. I want you to imagine a time. Think of the time where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were expelled from Mecca, were forced to leave Mecca and migrate to Medina. So I want you to think, picture this period. And within 10 years, they are now returning from Medina to Mecca, the Fath Mecca, for the conquest of Mecca. The conquest of Mecca is taking place within 10 years. So imagine the scenario again. The Sahaba are being forced, they were compelled to leave their homes, leave their wealth. Remember, it's not like today where when you go to another country, you try and wire your money over, things like that. You can't. Your wealth is it's not transferable. You don't have that security. Which is why those Sahaba which were wealthy in Mecca were no longer wealthy in Medina. لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. Those poor muhajirin, those who are impoverished, those that do not have wealth, they were considered faqir. Although they were having assets in Mecca, but because they had been seized. So they were now considered faqir, they were now considered poor. So look at this again. After 10 years, they are returning and the conquest of Mecca is taking place. The conquest of Mecca is taking place and almost the entire peninsula is conquered. Yet this is the time where Allah reveals this verse. الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ. Today, the verse mentions, today the disbelievers have lost hope in your faith. The disbelievers, those do not believe, they've lost hope in your faith. Now the Mufassir write, what does he mean by they've lost hope in your faith? Meaning, they cannot change the religion. They cannot change the religion. In the sense that Islam, early Islam, the ahkam, the ruling, or the verses were more related to aqidah, were more related to beliefs than they were with ahkam. The qibla changing was in Medina. The tafsila, the rulings in detail of zakah were in Medina. Hajj, the fardiyah, Medina. The rulings of nikah, which changed many of them, Medina. Ruling pertaining to alcohol, Medina. Medina was where the rulings were more taking place. In Mecca, there was a greater focus on aqidah, on the more imaniyat. Yes, there were certain ahkam, but predominantly and primarily, the aqidah. It was more the internal and the beliefs that were being reformed. And Allah, as when he said, مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that with the disbelievers, the discussions taking place were not of ahkam, were more of, if you ask them who has created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. So it's about tawheed, that they're believing in Allah, but bringing them onto tawheed. So these are themes. But now that they are returning with a faith completely different now. When they're returning to Mecca, they're going to look at them, the salah is different. The adhan is now taking place. Adhan was again mashru'iyyah, that the legislation and the idea of adhan taking place was in Medina. So all of these elements, they're now returning with. So Allah mentions that today the disbelievers have lost hope in your faith. Meaning from changing the faith, our faith is very distinct. Meaning the faith became very distinct from what it was in Mecca. Not only that, كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ اليوم is كَفَرُوا مِن دِينِكُمْ, that they knew that they were out, it was at a point that there could be no longer compromises. In Mecca, there were attempts to say that, for example, that you worship like this, and we will worship in a certain way. There were compromises trying to be made. When they were returning, they knew there was no option. Islam is Islam, and they say, there is no changing this faith. Allah then mentions directly after this, فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَخْشَوْنَ. Do not fear them, but fear me. Now, as I mentioned, they are returning, they're not returning just to visit, they are returning as conquerors, meaning they're going to take back the land, they're going to take it back. Yet the verse of not fearing them is mentioned at this point. This is significant. They were leaving Mecca. They were forced out of Mecca. But the verse regarding do not fear them is revealed as they are returning to Mecca. This is relevant. Why? As the religion became something different, as it became something indistinguishable to what it was early Islam, our practice, the practices were going to be different. The adhan, the salah, the qibla, everything. Which meant that when you are practicing, do not think of them. These people are going to exist. Do not fear them. Whether it's psychologically, whether it's physically. Because now the Muslims have numbers. The Muslims were strong in number. And where the rulings, etc. were revealed. There was now no reason for them to fear or for them to have an inferiority complex in relation to the disbelievers that were there. It's not as though they had that earlier Islam, but they never had the confidence, or number two, they weren't even permitted, many of them, to express their iman. But now they were commanded to express it, and not to fear them, but fear Allah. Thereafter Allah mentions, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. Today I have perfected my faith. I have perfected for you Islam. Islam is complete. A Jew once came to Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said to Umar radiallahu anhu that there's a verse, عندك آية في القرآن. There's a verse in your Quran. لو نزلت علينا لتخذنا ذلك اليوم عيدا. If that verse was revealed to us, we would take that day as a day of celebration, a day of rejoice. So Umar radiallahu anhu asked, "What is this verse?" And he mentioned this verse, that your religion is complete. The previous faiths did not have, they did not have a verse, they did not have a thing in their scripture to say that their faith was complete. Rather, there was always going to be something to succeed. Whereas in ours, there is the verse of completion in faith. In every century, in every time, and in every place, Islam remains relevant. Islam has remained relevant. And throughout our history, our 40 centuries, we've built upon, whether it's intellectual arguments, whether it's in regards to the rulings, we've built and built upon it. We've continuously built without compromising our beliefs, without compromising. Look at the other faith, whether it's the Trinity, whether it's other practices. Their compromises have taken place. Whereas within us, within our faith, our compromise does not take place. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And I have completed for you my favor upon you. Meaning, when they say that, do not fear them, but fear meaning in following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in the religion that we have. Now coming back to this point. This verse was revealed as the believers were returning to Mecca. Stronger in numbers and the religion is complete and it's a completely different faith from the remaining practices that are taking place in the peninsula. But as the religion is complete, it meant that the Sahaba Allahu anhum, the believers that were there, were empowered with practice. They knew عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي meant that they knew what they were practicing and they could articulate that. Why does a person feel inferior? Why does a person feel that the person doesn't have the confidence to practice? One of them is that the person doesn't have the confidence to be able to express their beliefs. They are unable to articulate their beliefs, unable to defend their beliefs. Whereas our faith is something that is defensible. For 14 centuries, we've got a history, look at our Aqidah books, it's of pure, they'll present ayat, they'll present verses, but they will corroborate that through intellectual and rational arguments. That's our faith, built upon this. Same thing that happens now, that when we have this, what would be the reason for an individual not to have that confidence? It's from our own part, that we are unaware of our own arguments, of the rational foundations of our faith. There are other reasons by which people do not feel confident, which are also related to society. As Allah mentions this, فَلَا تَخْشَوْمْ وَخْشَوْمْ Do not fear them, but fear me. Meaning, as they were returning, yes, they're going to be different, they're going to look at you, you have a different faith, but do not let that impact you. The Lahabites, the people like Abu Lahab, will always exist in society. They will always exist in society. No matter what, they will know it to be the truth, or they may have no reason to hate you except the fact that you are different. And these people exist in society today. These very same individuals who have no other reason other than وَمَا نَقَبُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ they do not hate Muslims except for them saying لا إله إلا الله. The only reason for hate is that. And the one thing about us, we are non-compromising. Our beliefs and our aqidah, we will not change them. Yes, the rulings may differ according to time and place. Certain rulings, yes. But we are non-compromising in our beliefs. We do not. And whether it's ideologically, whether it's psychologically, whether it's our literature, we will defend our beliefs. And in society, as we said, there's certain rhetoric taking place, certain narratives to try and create discord, to try and incite Islamophobia exist. this becomes a point for us where we need to think, how do we change this discourse? These Lahabites exist. Remember this. Rasulullah ﷺ was the best individual in his society. When he went to Waraqa bin Nawfal, what did Waraqa say to him? Waraqa said to him that your people are going to expel you. Rasulullah ﷺ is shocked, saying, "Awa mukhrijiyahum." They're going to expel me. Why? Rasulullah was an accepted individual in society. He was accepted. Never lied. People would entrust them, even after Islam, they would entrust them with their belongings. Who does that? Who hates an individual but trusts them with their belongings? Rasulullah was this individual, but he's being told that they're going to expel you, and he's shocked by saying, "Awa mukhrijiyahum." They're going to expel me. Waraqa says, "Yes, just like the prophets before you." Islam is different. Ideologically, we differ. Our beliefs differ. Our foundations, we differ. Our practices, we differ. Ours is a lived faith. Our Jumu'ah alone, in many places, if you think Glasgow alone, will probably have more than the attendance of a church annually. Just think, this is Islam, it's a lived faith. Our Fajr, we have about 100 people, 80 to 100 people. It's a lived faith. We continue, we have our Tablighi brothers, others, that will continue going to meet brothers on a weekly basis. We have every Jumu'ah, we have our talks. We have a Jumu'ah, and it's a day of congregation. Islam is a lived faith, and it will continue remaining that. Islamophobes will always exist. Yet we find the way through our seerah, through our Islamic history, because these people have existed. They existed through Rasulullah. The Lahabites, Abu Lahab existed. Abu Jahl existed. These people existed. Yet Islam continued and it flourished and still expanded. That's our Islam. Now, in regards to this, how do we gain confidence? As I mentioned, there's one part of Islam, of a person's, how does a person losing confidence is an individual not being able to intellectually articulate himself, doesn't understand his faith. When you don't understand your faith and somebody presents something to you, it's presented as fact, you assume it to be true, or you're unaware. And that's a reality. Many, many, many narratives out there regarding our faith are because people have presented it as though it's fact, when it's factually incorrect. So number one, it's about us understanding our faith. If we don't understand our faith, we're not going to feel confident. We need to understand our faith. Number two, our faith is, like I said, عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةً وَتَوَنِي, is on clear rational proofs. We're going to have, the next few months, we have a project, inshallah, on why Islam is true, of course, the next few months. But as an immediate project, this Sunday we are calling CAGE. CAGE is a charity that combats Islamophobia and several other elements. They are coming to our masjid on Sunday. 6:30 is Asr on Sunday, inshallah. And after that, we've got a whole talk on Islamophobia. The individual is coming, he's a scholar, Sheikh Adil, Mona Adil Tagari. He's a Northwest representative of CAGE. He's got a master's in sociology at the same time. And he's an individual, the program is going to be, his structure is history of Islamophobia, particularly in the UK. Its structure, how it exists and how it manifests, and how you'll see the certain rhetoric, even through politicians, whether that's trying to gain votes, them trying to lobby, however it is, its structure, and what we can do on an individual and on a communal level to combat Islamophobia. Remember, if we think that this just relates to an individual issue, it's not. This issue is pervading. This issue, this rhetoric, is going far and wide, because there are many individuals, because remember, it's on media. I'm not trying to advertise a certain, but there are certain media outlets out that we know of and we've heard of that spew Islamophobic nonsense, absolute nonsense, and a hatred towards Muslims. This exists. And if we think that, you know, we can avoid that nonsense, there are the younger generation that grow up seeing this, they grow up hearing this, the youngsters that are scrolling on X that will see this, whether it's on its Instagram, whether it's on TikTok, this stuff is prevalent, it's proliferate, it's everywhere. We've got to think on an individual level and on a communal level, how do we combat this Islamophobia? For on Sunday, inshallah, 6:30 is Asr, and after the Asr program, there's going to be a program for on presentation, for males and females in the downstairs hall. Everyone is encouraged to join again on Sunday, 6:30 is Asr. After the Asr Salah will be the program until Maghrib, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله